Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, this month so far has been a hot one and a dry one. As you may have heard, as of this past Friday, 46% of the counties in Iowa are classified as being in moderate drought conditions, and 37% are classified as being abnormally dry. If you have concerns about the effect the drought may have on you, your home garden, or your business or agricultural operation, be sure to check out the Iowa State University Extension homepage. There on the front page, you'll find a big tab titled Dealing with Drought right there at the top of the front homepage. If you click on that, it will take you through to resources on everything from managing crops and livestock in drought to handling concerns with your home and yard, as well as information on dealing with stress, financial concerns, and tips for businesses related to drought-specific concerns. If you are wondering, some of the topics covered under crops include market outlooks, crop insurance, as well as information on handling forages, soybeans, and corn through the drought conditions. Some topics in home and yard include managing vegetable and flower gardens, trees, lawns, as well as common sense water conservation tips for the drought. One of the information tips in this area is how to handle trees that may be stressed by lack of water. Jesse Randall, the Extension Forester on campus, shares that many trees across the state are responding negatively to the lack of water. Trees that may be planted on marginal sites or may have other non-fatal ailments, such as a disease or insect infestation, will be severely challenged and may even die because of the stress caused by the drought. Now, these were trees that were probably challenged anyway and may not have had long left to live, but the drought will certainly accelerate those conditions in any trees that may have had some level of stress. Another consideration, if you're looking at handling trees on your property, if you have any trees planted within the last 3 years or so, you need to be watching them very closely for signs of stress, and they probably need to be watered about 2 to 3 times per week. Newly planted trees do not have the root systems needed to handle stresses from drought, even if they were properly planted and have a good, healthy root system established. The root system is not extensive enough to reach the soil moisture that those trees would need to last through an extended dry period like the one we're currently seeing. If you do start to water the newly planted trees on your property, keep in mind that once you water, it's not recommended that you do not stop those 2 to 3 times per week waterings until at least 1 inch rains become a regular event again. Another concern that many folks are starting to see is lawns going dormant or being damaged by the drought stress. Dormant grass, also known as grass that is brown from a lack of water, is becoming very common around the state of Iowa. Some quick information on maintaining and managing your lawn so it can handle drought stress. First of all, if you plan on maintaining a green and actively growing lawn through this dry period, keep in mind that you will need about 1 inch to 1.5 inches of water per week from irrigation to maintain an active lawn, and that may add up on the average size lawn to about 5,000 gallons of water. So a large impact there. If you have cool season grasses in your lawn, like Kentucky bluegrass, perennial ryegrass, or tall fescue, this amount may be reduced by about 25%, but it certainly still will take quite a bit of water to maintain a green and growing lawn. Lawns that go dormant should be watered as well. Certainly when grasses go dormant, they do go brown on the top, but that doesn't mean that they are not alive under the surface. The crown and roots of the grass will maintain itself alive, but it will need occasional waterings. You can't go to completely stop watering your lawn for about 6 weeks and expect it to grow back. A good rule of thumb to keep in mind is even if your grass does go dormant in the heat, it should be watered with about 1 inch to 1.5 inches of irrigation every 2 to 3 weeks to help maintain a healthy crown and root structure so the grass has a higher probability of coming back in the fall. Now, this doesn't mean that if once it gets this water, it should will green up. Your grass will stay brown. That doesn't mean the irrigation's not working. It just means that you are sustaining the crown and the roots underground, and you won't notice significant greening until the grass comes back into full irrigation or until we start receiving about that inch to inch and a half of water on a regular basis. Another thing that you may want to keep in mind coming up for the next week, we do still have our Extension Master Gardener webinar series going on. Our next session is scheduled for the 24th of July, which is next Tuesday, beginning at 6:30 p.m. We will have a presentation on the People's Garden Project and gardening with youth. And at 7:30, we'll have a presentation on edible ornamentals, so flowers and things in your garden that look pretty, but you can eat them as well. For more information on the upcoming garden webinar series, or for more information on drought resources and upcoming events, feel free to visit us online. Just look up Iowa State University Extension, or as always, stop by the Extension office on the fairgrounds or give us a call, 243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.